We talked volleyball. They've had a great weekend here. Unfortunately, they were unable to play yesterday at Cimarron, but they're going to be back at the court on Saturday up at Goodland for the GWAC tournaments. It's only going to be their third trip to Goodland this year. As we now are joined here with Coach Shelby Kite here. And Coach, how are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Last Saturday, a great weekend for you guys. Second place finish and went, came to the very end for points there, third sets, and lost by two there to a pretty good Lebo team. And I think you had to be pretty happy about how your team came out and played there at home on Saturday.
Yes, I was very, very happy. You know, overall, last week was a very good week for us. You know, lost a couple, two close ones. You know, those are kind of heartbreakers, but at the same time, you know, those are also kind of good for us. But I just saw us take, you know, some big steps forward in a lot of areas and saw just a lot of girls step up and play, you know, with a lot of heart and a lot of confidence. And we just competed really, really well last week. And, you know, I just said we don't have time to take a step back. And, you know, we were hoping to get to play last night and hopefully continue this. But, you know, having a few days here of practice isn't also a terrible thing.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, getting us to just be able to focus on the league schools that we have coming up. And hopefully we can have another good weekend.
I know you've been without Allie last couple of weeks, and hopefully things are getting better for her. But then you get that championship match. You guys are playing Lebo there, and then you're down another player there. Brooklyn comes up injured there, Zoki, and you're thinking, oh, no here. But I think that shows the persistence of your players. You had only a couple minutes there to realign the lineup there for the second and third set. You won the second, but I know you dropped the third one, but I think you had to be pretty happy about how your team was able to respond in a pretty adverse situation.
It really was. I mean, you know, we think about we lose the first one, and that's hard enough, you know, to bounce back in the second. And then you have Brooklyn walk off, who is, you know, on the ground in pain, and, you know, definitely couldn't put her back in. And so it definitely took the whole couple minutes there for us to think about what we were doing next. But it did. It showed just how well these girls can step up. And you know, it was nice because I think it showed them how well they are, how versatile they can be at times. And we haven't always showed that this season. And so for them to be able to not just bounce back after a loss, but to bounce back when, you know, we've got Allie out, now we've got Brooklyn, and we're switching things up, and we can still come out and win that second. And, you know, again, the third one was right there. But I was very proud at how they battled and just handled it like professionals.
And, you know, like, and going back to the first three matches of the tournament there, getting them done in two, I think that's a step forward for you guys.
Very much. We've tended to take a lot of games to three this year, and so to take those just in two was really nice. And on a day like that, it's important too, because you know, you take everyone to three, you're going to be way more exhausted than probably the other team who hasn't done that maybe all day. And so just getting out there and taking care of it in two was, like you said, another one of those big steps that I felt like we took, and it was good to see.
Well, now you focus here to Saturday, a big tournament. You get six matches on Saturday there in Goodland there, and it's all round robin with seven teams now, including Cimarron there. But looking forward to Saturday here. It's going to be, should be a good, fun field battle throughout the day.
Yeah, I don't know that we've necessarily played our best with any league school that we've seen. Maybe Goodland last week was, you know, the closest look that they have. And so, you know, I don't necessarily know that anybody kind of knows what we can bring to the table. And I don't necessarily think that's a terrible thing. I think we could show up and really shock a bunch of teams. And it could be another really great weekend for us. And then that leads into next week, obviously, preparing for Substate. So, yeah, it needs to be another good weekend for us. And I think we can definitely do that.
Well, it should be fun here, and I think it's going to be, you know, seeing these teams here for a second time. It should be a good one as well there on a Saturday at Goodland. Then you get that Substate next weekend. I can't believe we're down to 10 days before postseason.
No, I feel like October always just flies by so fast. And so we'll just enjoy these next 10 days and everything that it throws at us. And so I just think, you know, we're just thankful to still be playing and getting this opportunity. And so we'll make the most of it.
Coach Shelby Kite joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware and Scott State. Thanks as always, Coach, and good luck to you coming up on Saturday.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, we now hand the microphone. I said it again, headset, microphone. You get it anyways. We talked to a couple seniors here, and our first one is going to be senior Abby McDaniel. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Can you believe how fast your senior season's going?
I can't. It just definitely flew by. It felt like we started the season yesterday, and I just can't believe we have GWAC this weekend. So
yeah, it doesn't seem right. But no, last weekend, I think you had to be pretty happy about how you played and how the team played. And how fun was that last weekend?
It was a really fun tournament, and I think we surprised a lot of people on how we came out and played. We kind of just played really well together. I was really surprised, and I think we blew some teams away because I don't think they were expecting it. And it was a great way to end the weekend. It was really fun.
Absolutely. And I mean, how close, I mean, were you guys maybe just a little bit more loose last week?
You know, I don't know. I think something just finally clicked between us all, and we all just started finally playing together. And I don't really know, but it was really fun. And I'm glad that something finally clicked and we all just started playing together like we did.
And, you know, it was pretty fun, that championship match, and you know, going back and forth like that. And how tough is it to kind of not lose a focus? I mean, it can be, but how tough is it to, you know, stay there when, you know, maybe the chips are down a little bit and you come back and fight? How tough is that to try to, you know, keep the mindset, all right, we're right there?
You know, sometimes it gets pretty tough, but you just got to tell yourself and the team that, hey, we're right here, we can do this, all we got to do is keep pushing and then just not give up, because in the end, I mean, you never know what's going to happen if you just keep pushing through.
What's been so far maybe your favorite day or favorite match that you've had?
I would probably say our match against Lebo. That was a pretty fun game. It was really intense, and I don't know, something about that, it was just really fun, and we just played really good together. So
yeah, hopefully it works well for you this weekend and next weekend. And yeah, how about they get at least one more match, hopefully a couple more on the home court next week.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, once again, senior Abby McDaniel joining us here. And what are you planning to do after high school?
I plan to attend college to pursue my teaching degree.
All right, awesome. Elementary, middle, high school?
I think I'm going to go for elementary school.
All right. Well, all right. Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, Abby McDaniel joining us here, and another senior joins us here. And Brooke Hamey, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And how fun has the senior season been for you?
It's been pretty fun. We struggled in the beginning, but like Abby said, and you're saying, something on Saturday just clicked, and I hope we can keep that intensity coming into this weekend.
You've played a lot of varsity here this year, first time on varsity, and has it been one of those that's really kind of exceeded your expectations on what you thought maybe coming in?
Yeah, coming in I was quite nervous, but once you get to it, it's just playing your game, and with the team, it's been fun.
What seemed to click for you there on Saturday? Because you had some pretty big matches there.
Yeah, I just really focused on blocking, and it's really easy when the team is playing as good as they were. With the intensity we had, it was just fun.
What's been some of your favorite matches this year?
I'd definitely say the one against Lebo, because although it didn't turn out the way we wanted, it's probably some of the best volleyball we've played this year.
I know. What's more enjoyable, maybe the block points or the kill?
I don't know. I'm kind of a fan of blocking.
Yeah. See, you like having the block parties, huh?
Yeah.
All
right.
Right. Hopefully we get more of those here this weekend and next weekend. But what are you looking maybe to do here over these next couple of weekends here to help put the team in a better position?
I think, just working on blocks and hits and like communication throughout the whole team and keeping the intensity.
All right. What do you plan on doing after high school?
Plan on going to K-State, probably pre-law.
All right. Sounds good. Good choice there.
Thank you.
Once again, senior Brooke Hamey joining us here. Thanks again, as always. Good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.